I don't think we're going to go to zero for land. And it's not like we're going to just flip it from one side to the other side of that equation. It's a matter of finding a balance. And I don't know when we believe we've achieved sort of optimum balance. Could be that if you reach a certain balance and also some meaningful changes in the cost basis of all this stuff, where you start looking at how can we lower prices overall, basically the Linden Lab margins on the business, because it actually generates growth and we make it up in volume what we don't, you know, get on margin. Mm-hmm. So I think that's really hard to predict. I think we want to be very careful. I think we want to do it by step by step. We also want to try and keep it simple. I mean, we've discussed, you know, should there be fees on transactions? My God, the different types of transactions. What about gifting? What about skill gaming? What about purchasing certain types of content? Or what about services? And you don't want to end up with something like the U.S. tax code here. So how do you keep it simple to operate and understand? Where also when you start having variations and flavors, that people find all kinds of ways to sort of get around it. And now you start creating, incenting a lot of strange behavior. So keeping it simple, keeping it fair. I would say for some users, the business model we've had has been unfair for some users and really, really attractive for other users. And so how do we find the right balance where the value that people get out of the product is sort of the cost of that value is reasonably evenly distributed, I think is something we're still moving towards because I think it's been out of whack. And I don't know exactly what that is. So when I say that digital goods transactions on planet Earth tend to be in the 30% and higher, look what we have to pay distributors, distribution of digital to Steam for Sansar. What we have to pay Apple for distribution of our content on their platform. There's 30%. Lots of these types of digital marketplaces, they're varying rates. You have, 70% in some goes to the house, 30 in some other places. We're way below that. And I want to stay below that because I think we add too much friction to this micro economy and transactions. It just potentially doesn't become worthwhile for people to invest their time and energy in creating this content and selling it. So I think we have to be careful to not stop creativity and people being able to profit from their creativity. And so, but at the same time, we have to pay for all these people making the service better, for hosting all these servers and doing all the engineering we're doing, and also make a profit. We're not a nonprofit. We are a profit, for-profit company. So we have to find the right balance, how much we can make, how much you can make, and have it all go around. And ultimately find that sweet spot where people are incented to create content, people are incented to buy content, whatever that content is, whether it's a service or a shirt or a house or whatever it might be. So I think we're still looking for the ideal balance. And I think with this last step we took, I think we're getting more balanced, but I'm not sure we're appropriately balanced yet. So we'll have to let this run for a while and see how it settles and learn from it and decide next steps from there. We have no specific next steps planned, but I would like to see land getting cheaper. And at what point do we lower price of land to the point where people start, we make it up in volume somehow? Then it's like, maybe it's better to sell land, full region for $100 instead of 200 and what is it now? $245? Because we would sell so much more of it and that creates economic stimulus for all the other things people do because they need to fill that land, you know, houses yes. and chairs and trees and more people. So then now they want to buy shirts and hair. And what is that perfect model for growth? So it's a combination of getting the right economic model and also a combination of ease of use and easy way for new users to join this world and be successful in this world. So continuous improvement and learnings and iteration go. I can't really speak to a max or min number of certain percentages and whatnot. And that's part of, you know, how we think about premium and benefits should people get for free? What benefits should people have to pay for? that's an interesting process as well. We're working on a new lineup of our premium offering and prices for what features and benefits do you get at the different levels, whatever you call them, bronze, silver, gold, whatever we decide. But finding that sweet spot so that people get the value they think is worthwhile and that enough people convert to adopt certain premium levels. But I don't know if we want to have too many sort of random a la carte fees sprinkled about, because that just adds complexity.